Unit 3. Lesson A. Exercise 6. 1.
Few people have blood type B negative, about 5%. And even fewer have AB negative, which is the rarest blood type. The most common blood type is O positive. Approximately 36% of people have this type of blood.
2.
Fingernails grow at an average of about 36 millimetres a year, which is 3 millimetres in a month. That's much faster than toenails, which grow about 4 times more slowly, about 0.75 millimetres a month.
3.
When people sing their national anthem, they often hold the left side of their chest, thinking that they are placing their hand over their heart. But in fact, our heart is near the centre of our chest, just a little to the left.
4.
The average length of the small intestine in adults is 7 metres. The average length of the large intestine is 1.5 metres. So that's 8.5 metres in total.
5.
As adults, we have 206 bones in our bodies, but we start life with many more. We are born with nearly 300 bones, but as we grow, some of them join together, leaving us with 206.
6.
The blonder our hair, the more hairs we have on our scalp. Fair-haired people have on average 150,000 hairs. Brown-haired people have 110,000, and black-haired people about 100,000. People with ginger hair have got the fewest, about 90,000 hairs.
7.
Most people don't think of their skin as an organ, like their heart, kidney, stomach, or liver. But that's what it is. And it's the largest organ, by surface area and weight. The average brain weighs 1.3 kilograms and is the third largest organ in our body. The liver is also very large and weighs even more, on average 1.6 kilograms. But the surface area of skin on an average adult is between 1.5 and 2 square meters, and it weighs on average 10.8 kilograms.
8.
The thickness of our skin varies from about 0.5 millimeters on our eyelids to 4 millimetres or more on the soles of our feet and on the palms of our hands. But, on average, it is 2 to 3 millimetres thick.
9.
Different experts have different opinions. Some say it is the masseter muscle in our jaw which helps us chew our food. Others say it is the muscles in your thighs which allow us to run. Other experts believe it is the gluteus maximus in our bottom and lower back which holds our bodies upright. What is certain is that the largest muscle is the gluteus maximus, but it is impossible to say which is the strongest because they do such different things.